Okay, and welcome to the Rondo. We're back again. Another real excellent week of domestic English football. Yep. A final play today. That's why I'm in Liverpool everything today, man. Because, you know, first bit of silverware this season. Klopp getting a bit of silverware on his last season. It's a beautiful day. And then we've also had a lot of great Premier League games as well. It's AA hosting as normal. I'm joined today by my boy.
Rahimi.
There we go.
Back again.
Back again. Yep. We've got Marcus also coming into the building, but he was trying to... We had to start off the show early today, and he was saying that he wants to catch every minute of the match, and he doesn't want to leave. You see, I'm committed. I actually streamed while driving here. I streamed extra time in there, but he watched every minute at home, and they lost anyway. So there you go, man. But don't worry, he's still going to come to the studio and hold his cooking. But we're going to start off with weekly roundup and rondo, so we're going to go through that. Then we're going to do a spotlight on the final. Then we're going to finish off with a little bonus topic, as we've been doing recently, where we're going to talk about overrated players in foreign leagues. I feel like guys who are getting away with it. And also players that have massive off days, or top class players who, when they're at their worst, you'll be thinking, bro, stinker. You know what I'm saying? You're meant to be an all-timer, but you're sharing something that I couldn't believe. So we've got the whiteboards and stuff today. So we're going to write them and we're going to go through everyone's. But without further ado, let's do the weekly roundup of the Premier League fixtures. Cool. I'm just getting it up, actually. EPL matches. More matches. You know who we should actually start off with? Let's start off with the top of the table, my phone loads.
So that's Arsenal and City.
Let's talk about City quickly, because I feel like that would be a quick one. So they managed to get through 1-0.
Again, it was scraped.
It was a dominant display, but again, like you said, they kind of scraped through it. Yeah. Foden got a goal. He's obviously having a great season. Any thoughts on that game?
The game wasn't... So me personally, Manchester City games are never entertaining for me. Like, I just watch them and it's just like pass all the time everywhere. Mm. So I normally check out mentally of Man City games. I don't know if it's because I'm a United fan and I'm hating, you know, just from a mental perspective, but yeah, watching Manchester City games, especially when they're not scoring, which they have been recently, they go through these periods where they're doing everything else right that they normally do in terms of passing and keeping possession and recycling, but then they're not scoring at the end, so for me it just becomes boring. So that game for me was just City doing what they normally do, being complacent though, on top of that, and yeah, they just can't score right now, and I'm not too sure why. I don't know what to put it down to. What do you think about City?
You know what it is with City? I feel like often it takes them a little while to... Actually, to be fair, I say it takes them a little while to get going.
We're half of the season.
I feel like, you know what it is? To be honest, I'm going to change my argument. I think it's just a case of, you know, they won the treble last year. Mm. Were so good on all fronts. You're always naturally going to have a little bit of a drop-off. I still think they're an amazing team. But just having that drive to blow teams away, to really play on volts in the way that we're seeing Arsenal playing. Yeah. They're just not going to have it. Like, Arsenal are a young, vibrant team that really want to prove something. City have done everything. So I just feel like that's the case.
Okay.
But I still feel like they're definitely still a team that you can't count out at all.
Oh, of course.
Like, when the going really gets real.
They get going.
They're going to get going. Because they're going to be like, okay, you know, we need to lock into gear now. And they'll be locked on.
Yeah.
So yeah, I still feel like they're going to be very dangerous in the running, which we're starting to get into now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel like that is the major reason. But cool. I don't really feel like the City game was too interesting, so I'm not going to say too much more on that. Let's move quick, because it's going to be a quick episode today. Only got about 45 minutes. So let's move on to... who is it?
Arsenal.
Yeah, so as we said, starting at the top of the table.
They're in scintillating form again. Like, they're actually... It's annoying how good they are.
Yeah.
They started the game this weekend how Chelsea should have started this final, or how Chelsea should have played in this final. You play with your heart on the pitch and you die for the badge. You make sure you go out there and you win. From minute one, the press that they had on Newcastle are known for their aggressive pressing. They rattled Newcastle. Guimaraes, who's normally so good on the ball, lost the ball so many times
for
how aggressive Arsenal's press was. And I'm impressed with what Arteta's been able to do with that squad. He's actually making Havertz look... It's so annoying. He's making Havertz look like he's worth something. And everyone has written him off, I've thought Havertz is air for the longest.
Yeah.
And Havertz has actually started to produce, which is good for Arsenal, but bad for the rest of the league.
Mm, mm. No, I completely agree. I feel like they they were on volts. Yep. Like the way that they've been beating teams recently, the way they beat Newcastle today, yep. like, yep. and the way that that performance, right? They treated Newcastle, yeah. Like you see, like Omale treated my man's girl.
Bro.
No regard for who's watching, just dashing them about anyhow. Just like they were properly on them. Like they did not let them breathe for a second.
that was
too dumb. I don't even know where that joke came from. But no, they were so dominant, and they've been looking so good. Like yeah. I said, it's been repeatedly as well. Like I feel like they've been the best team in the league in 2024. Mm-hmm. By some margin. To be honest, over the season, in terms of like when they look good, they've looked the best. Like it's like the opposition team can't breathe.
Yep.
Particularly when they're at the Emirates. So yeah. I mean, what's your thoughts on Arsenal though? Going forward, do you think that they can win it?
Yeah. So last week I did say I changed my perspective after they, because they've just been battering teams. The last four teams that they've played since they came back from Dubai or wherever they went into Saudi Arabia, they've went there, had their holiday, their refresh. They've come back and they're now scoring goals. They're scoring goals when before we're saying the problem with Arsenal is that they're not scoring goals, which is why they probably fall off. That's gone now. They're scoring four every game. I think there was a stat the other day on Sky Sports. They said Arsenal have scored twice in consecutive halves, like six times in a row. Something stupid like that. They've scored two goals per 45 minutes in like I think the last three or four games, which is to me is insane. You're scoring four goals a game and their main striker, Jesus, is injured. They've been playing Havertz false nine, Trossard false nine, and they're still, their output is unbelievable.
So you think they'll win the league?
I don't think they'll win the league. I still think City will. But I think Arsenal will push them very, very close.
Okay, so you think Arsenal are actually stronger than Liverpool? They'll finish second?
In terms of Arsenal being stronger than Liverpool, that's a difficult question. Because Liverpool have so many injuries right now.
Yeah.
We can't judge them objectively. If Liverpool had a fully fit squad, Liverpool clear Arsenal, in my personal opinion.
Liverpool clear them.
However, in this current state, Arsenal are in better form. I think Arsenal have a better midfield than Liverpool's as well, which is a separate thing. But defence and attack, you're both quite similar. Like, your defence is excellent, as is Arsenal's. You both have probably the best centre-back pairings in the league, that's Arsenal and Liverpool. And then your attackers, obviously, you guys have got Salah. But Saka's come into a rich reign of form, and we don't know what he could produce come the end of the season.
Cool. No, I think that's fair enough. I do actually think that I'm still backing us to win the league. You know, I do think, do I feel like we're favourites in my, honestly?
I don't think so. I don't think you're favourites.
No, I wouldn't say we're favourites, but I just feel like we're going to pull through. Like, there's so many times where I feel like we're going to drop points and the willpower just pulls through. So I've got faith that we'll win the league. If I was to go for favourites, it would just be City. I do think Arsenal have been the most dominant and they're the most impressive, particularly when they're on game. But I just feel like because City and Liverpool have more game breakers, and I feel like they've got better mentality for those tough moments. I still feel like Arsenal can sort of, they can just sort of lose when you just don't expect it. Like, I never thought Arsenal, for instance, would lose to Porto away from home. Yeah. I know Porto can do a job on you, but I just never saw it. But
that's probably because Liverpool just deal with them. You guys just deal with them.
Yeah, you see, it's just kind of out of the blue. Even the games that Arsenal have lost, have Arsenal lost a game where they've been the worst team, you know, comprehensively? I can only think of maybe away at Fulham, they didn't particularly turn up, but they sort of just, they lose, I feel like they might lose weird games in the running just for no reason. So that's the only thing, but they're a great team. So we'll see how things go. Okay, moving on to, I want to talk about Palace. So first game with the new manager, they beat Burnley 3-0. What's your thoughts? They look good as well, you know, playing high energy, game pressing. They were on Burnley.
It's mad because Hodgson basically saved them last season. Saved their season, and then he's been ridiculed a lot this year, but you can see why. They've got good enough players to maintain a decent level in the Premier League, and you can see now why Palace fans were so annoyed with the current regime under Hodgson and obviously their board and their owners. But yeah, Palace looked really good. Yes, Palace looked really good on the weekend. So if they can continue, they'll definitely be safe. They should have no worries at all.
Cool.
If they get their players back fit as well.
But Burnley are tragic, though. Even though Palace look good, do you not feel like it's a bit inflated because Burnley are so bad?
Burnley and Sheffield have basically... Luton, at least, are giving it a go. Burnley and Sheffield, it feels like they've just come to this league and they just said, it's fine, we're just going to go back down. Yeah. So if you're going to do that in the Premier League and you don't build to improve, then that's all on you. Mm. No one can help you there. That's Burnley and Sheffield.
Do you feel like Burnley should play a more pragmatic style of play?
Of course. I think, obviously, in the Championship, they played an expansive style of football. But you just need to adapt. If you're, when you come to the Premier League, those players are not better than the players in the Premier League. You need to be. You can't be that naive. You need to adapt when you...
For me, it's when they're away from home. I just feel like they're away from home. They're playing Liverpool, City, Arsenal. You know, I was going to say United, but you're not that good. But yeah, but even, but you know what I mean? Even like at Villa, any of those top teams, yeah. But any of those top teams, I just feel like, what are you doing? Like, what are you doing, bro?
It's
like,
actually crazy. To me, it's insane. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is...
It's crazy. I feel like they should have sacked Kompany as much as I like him.
Ooh, that's big.
No, I feel like they should have sacked him.
But if they're going down and they know they're going down, because they're on 13 points.
No, there's no point now. Yeah. There's no point now. You may as well keep with him. Maybe they want to, but like, tactically, he's been bad. He's been tragic. He's been absolutely terrible. But anyway, moving on. We need to cover all the games very quickly. United! Since we spoke about them, we may as well talk more about them. Manuel.
Yeah, we're a mess.
2-1 to Fulham.
Yeah.
Oi, I watched that game as well, you know.
We got popped.
You got battered,
bro. Yeah, we got popped.
You got I couldn't believe it. Like, you couldn't... You getting a 1-1 would have been a steal.
I think we were even lucky. So, when we equalised, we didn't deserve that in any shape or form. Yeah. We got popped. Fulham came to our home and treated us like little fish, Fulham.
It was crazy. I can't believe... That's the thing. I'm not even trying to just get onto you guys because you're a rival fan. I'm being dead honest here, and you can tell me if I'm being harsh. When I look at United, technically, across as a team, when I look at them physically, across as a team, on both sides, you're miles away. Like, you're just miles away from me. Like, when I think about across the league, I think of a team that's very technical but struggles physically. And I think of a team like Brighton. Mm-hmm. I think of a team that's quite physical and robust but perhaps doesn't have maybe elite technical teams. I think of a team like Newcastle. Mm-hmm. When I think of those two teams in those areas that aren't top teams, they're just good in those areas. Mm-hmm. And you need both to be a City, an Arsenal or a Liverpool.
Yep.
United, miles away. In both elements. Like, I feel like Brighton technically are ahead. Newcastle physically are miles ahead. And I just think, how do you have so many players that can't do either?
Again, it's a club problem, a mentality problem. There's no way that these players are not good enough. I've seen, and that's where the issue lies. So for me, that's where the issue lies. I've seen each of those players, like, and so have you. And Rival fans have seen this as well.
Yeah.
People have seen Rashford be unplayable for a year, and it's happened a few times. I'm not just talking about last season. Before that, there's been games where Rashford's been unplayable.
Yeah.
There's no way that he's off the boil. He's not running. He's not pressing. There's something going on at the club. I've seen Bruno come into this league and bat it up for 2 years. You're telling me he's gone from that to complete shit. The shit that I've seen the last 4 weeks from Bruno Fernandes is shocking. Like, these players, and that's where the issue lies for me, and I know it's a mentality thing and it's a club structural thing. The players don't have the right mentality and mindset, because if you do, you'd perform every week. And it's what you hear these professional footballers, the ones that made it to the top, the top professionals like Gary Neville, what they say is that what separates the players that are good and have talent from the ones that are actually like the upper echelon is the mentality. If your mentality is there and you know that you need to work hard, you need to play hard, and you give your maximum on the pitch every week, which my players don't do, and I've seen it on numerous occasions, they get lazy, they get complacent, they don't want to track back, they don't want to run. If that's happening in consistency, then you can't be classed as good.
Mm.
And I think that's where we're leaning towards now, for me, from a United perspective. Are these players just not good, or are they not trying? And for me now, I think it's moving towards not good instead of not trying. Because if you're consistently not trying, it means you're shit. You're not good. So, yeah, United were shocking. Nothing surprising for me. I said last week, it's unsustainable the way that we play football. And we're going to get battered by someone with better quality. We got battered by Iwobi. And who scored the centre-back? Bassey. I think it was Bassey and Iwobi that moved to us. So, I don't know where to go with United. I'm tired of being a fan of this. Honestly, it's stressful, painful, and depressing. Liverpool have won again today.
Yeah.
Another trophy. You're fighting for more trophies. City are fighting for all the trophies. Yeah. Arsenal are fighting for the Premier League. When will it be us? Is my question, isn't it? Because I don't know anymore.
I feel like you have some players that, like you say that you feel like it's a mentality thing. I do think mentality is a big side of it. And I do think there are some players that are good and are just unperforming because of they're not strong enough mentally. But I do feel like, I don't know, I feel like you've got a lot of players that ain't it really though. Like
who's like, who would you say is like the top? I don't know, because there's a lot for me. There's a lot I'd sell, that I'd get rid of. But who would you say doesn't have the, or isn't good enough?
McTominay.
Okay.
Not really good enough. He's someone who's regularly in the side. I know he's not a starter. Let's look at starters, but I don't really think Onana's good enough.
You don't have to convince me of that.
I don't think Onana's good enough. Dalot, I think, is okay. He's okay. When I'm looking at the standard of your squad, he's the type at the very peak level, normally doesn't do it.
Yeah.
But he's okay. When I look at your two centre halves, who is it normally? Varane and Martinez.
Martinez is good. I'll back that guy to the hills. Why?
Even Martinez doesn't crazy convince me, I'm sorry.
Really?
He's a good player, but I just feel like he's like, if you want to play like a top club and you want to be on the halfway line, I'm just thinking he's five foot eight and he's slow. Like, he's excellent on the ball technically, but I would play him as a DM. I don't know why he plays as a centre half, bro. Varane, I feel like, is past it, but is good, but injury prone, and he's not amazing anymore. Left back, Shaw's crazy injury prone, so you can't even count him. Lindelof, not good enough.
So we've gone just centre backs and keeper, and there's already six, maybe seven.
Do you know what I mean? So I do feel like there's a lot of players who aren't there. Even players that you rate, right? Like Rashford and Bruno, good players, but they've just been so off it. Like, you be dead honest with me right now. If you're looking at Bruno right now as a player for Man United,
he's not good enough.
There we go.
Currently.
Like, yeah, as if you're looking at him right now. If you're looking at him right now, would you say he's as good as Young Philly?
This is where the disrespect comes in. I'm going to look at him.
Being dead serious.
Philly was balling up.
That's what I'm saying. You see that one touch that Philly was doing with Drogba and Kaká? Are you telling me right now, is Bruno capable of that?
Oh, come on, man.
No, be dead serious. Right now.
Bruno is capable of that.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
I'm not.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm 100% sure.
Are you sure? I feel like he do fit. He do fit.
Bro.
It will go ping, ping, boom. You see that? No. Of course, I'm being silly. His showing against Fulham, yeah.
It was horrendous, and
I couldn't believe it. He was a false footballer in there.
I've been saying this for time.
Him and Casemiro right now, yeah. Anti football, bro.
It's they chaos.
Got. I can't believe they got shown up by Mainu against Luton. Mm-hmm. They got cooked as well online. I know they saw that, and the penny didn't switch. Yo, I need to start playing like I have respect for myself.
Again, that's another thing. That's another reason why I think it's a mentality issue with the United players. So we've scammed our way into a top four race. We shouldn't be anywhere near it. We're nowhere near the pace. Villa actually deserve it.
Yeah.
We'll probably move on to Villa after this, but Villa play good football and they deserve to be where they are.
Yeah.
Where we are in the table is a false position, in my opinion. We haven't deserved the majority of the 3 points that we've got this season off the way that we've played. We've got ourselves back into a top four race, miraculously, and those players have won four on the bounce. They've come to this game at home and played shit. That's a mentality issue, bro.
Yeah.
That has to be a mentality issue. Like, I'm not hearing this anything else. Because if you've got yourself back into a place where you can actually salvage the season and get something for next year, and you come out and you play you play like how you played on the weekend, you don't care about the fans. You don't care about yourself. You don't care about the club. Because if you did, you'd play well and put the pressure on Villa and on Tottenham, who are above us, and hope that one of them slips so you can salvage the season. But instead, they're not doing that. So, yeah, United... I'm very close to just, you get me, I'm just a supporter of football, you know, mums. Because United have taken away all the fun for me.
You've taken away all the fun?
Yeah, man. They've taken away all the fun. Like, 1 week, they can make me happy. I'll be happy for the weekend. I'll be happy when I go into work the next week. Like, this week, like, what is it? Liverpool have won and United have lost on the weekend. It couldn't get worse. Like, I couldn't think of something worse. So, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Anyway, moving forward, just very quickly, because we want to cover, probably we might have to do, I don't know what Marcus is, but I might have to do the bonus topic before the final. But Aston Villa, 4.
Excellent again.
Forest, 2. They all look really good as well. Started really well. They kind of blew them away.
Yep.
Just looking top notch. But the thing is, I say again, but they have actually tailed off a little bit. But I think they're showing their quality again. And, you know, they're very much within this top four race.
I think they have a very good
Everyone's saying that they feel like they'll sort of fall out of it and it's going to be between Spurs and United. Mm. But there we go, you know, putting in another good win. Watkins on fire. What's your thoughts?
Watkins on fire. Bailey, I want to put a spotlight on Bailey. I think he's been phenomenal. These last few weeks, he's been excellent.
Lyon.
Yeah, he's bro, he's very, very good. And he's contributing to the success of the team, which is what we expected from him when he came a couple of years ago. I'm just happy that he's, you know, he's finally exacting some of that potential. But yeah, Villa look very, very good.
Yeah.
They don't look like they're falling off anytime soon.
Do you feel like Bailey could play Champions League football?
Definitely. So one thing that I've it's not even that I've noticed, I'm sure a lot of people noticed it. A lot of the left-footed right wingers now, they're very one-footed.
Yeah.
The ones that aren't very one-footed are the ones that are, we'd say, are better than, you know, Anthony, for example. I don't even want to talk about that guy, but Leon Bailey is able to go on the outside and on the inside, so it makes it incredibly unpredictable for the defender to defend, which is why he's so productive. If you compare that to Anthony, when you know he's always going to go inside, and quite similarly to Saka, who can also go on the outside and ras it bins with his right foot now. If you compare those play styles to the ones that are very one-footed on that side, like an Anthony, it's infinitely more difficult to defend, which is why Bailey's doing so well
now. He's got other really good attributes as well. It's quick.
Very skillful as well.
Very skillful. He's actually very skillful. He's actually showing like his 1v1 bag like nicely this season. Good. Any rondos?
Yes.
Before we move on.
One on Harry Kane, because I'm just annoyed with what I'm seeing currently, the discourse that I see on Twitter.
So what's the rondo? Talk to me.
So I think Harry Kane is basically going to go down. I hope it doesn't happen, but I hope he gets a trophy at the end of this. But I think he'll go down as the best player to never win a trophy.
Oh, yeah. So you don't think it's, you don't think that this Bayern losing out in the Bundesliga, you don't think it's down to him? You don't think he's got an involvement in it?
It's so difficult, yeah, because he's part of that team. So, of course, he's partly to blame for them not necessarily reaching the heights that they should. However, if you look at his perspective, what he's done this year, he still currently has 32 goals and assists in that league.
He's got 32 goals and assists in the league?
In the league. No, I think it's obviously in Germany. I think it's in Germany. I don't think it's in the league by itself. If it is, then that's crazy. But regardless, he has 32.
That's mad.
Even if it is the cups, it's still crazy. Like, he himself is contributing at the highest level. The last game that Bayern played, I think he got 2 goals. Salvaged them to 3 points again.
He got 2 goals, yeah.
Again, showing his quality. Whilst he was in the Premier League, he had 2 30-goal-plus seasons.
Yeah, that's mad.
He had 3 golden boots and an assist award. He got the award for the most assists in the league.
Yeah.
When I tell you that this guy is not normal yet, and he's going to go down, he's going to win nothing. What impresses me the most about Kane is that every couple of years, it's like he adds something new to his game. I remember he was incredibly slow at the start. I'd say around 2014, in his first season, where everyone thought, oh, he's just going to fall off after this. He wasn't the quickest. He was very slow. He worked on that and he got a tiny burst so he could get away and get a shot off. A few years later, he started dropping deep and he passes like Scholes or Pirlo. His passing is nuts. His passing range is crazy. So he started getting assists. But then on top of that, he improved his weak foot now. So now if he goes on the left side, he's shooting and it's as strong as it's on his right side. So every couple of years, you're seeing improvement. And once again, that's a mentality thing. Him as a player, he wants to continuously get better. If you compare that to the players at United who are not giving their 100% every week, it's night and day. And that's why I think to get to the top level, it's mainly your mentality. But yeah, so the rondo is basically Kane will end with...
No, I feel like it was well argued and I kind of... I hear it, man. I hear it. I hope he's... Yeah, it's normally quite hot in here, bro. I hope he doesn't turn out to be, and I don't think he will. I do feel like Bayern obviously will, get Bundesligas as far as they... Because I think Bayern will get rid of Xabi Alonso one way or the other, innit?
Like, what do you mean they'll get rid of him?
They'll get rid of him one way or the other. Like, they'll go for him. So that he has a decision to kind of... It'll be the biggest decision of his life. They'll go for Liverpool. Do I go for Bayern? And that's what they'll do. Like, Bayern would never... Imagine if Liverpool... It looks like Xabi Alonso is the favourite for Liverpool. But look what Bayern have done. If Liverpool walk away and they go for someone else, Bayern are probably going to get Alonso. Yeah, I would be surprised if he turns them down. So that's what I mean. Bayern don't let you have dominance over them in their league. They're either going to do that, take the manager, or they'll take all your players. Klopp refused to go to Bayern because he said he wants to be loyal to Dortmund. They said, cool. They took all of his players.
Yeah.
So Bayern always get a hold of that Bundesliga. They monopolize that league. They just make it, they ruin the league. And that's the thing. And I feel like they're actually their own enemy because of what they've done to their league. People don't want to play in it. It's not interesting. Yeah, and that's what's made the quality go down. The Bundesliga used to be a respectable league. Dortmund and Wolfsburg, Schalke back in the day, good teams. Schalke used to do better in the Champions League. Yeah, used to be little teams used to do better in the Champions League. the quality was better. But now, it's quite a robbed league when you're looking at it. The quality is off the top leagues. A lot of players have come here
and failed.
And failed.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, their stats have been widely inflated. A lot of players who aren't doing too well here go there and they do a lot better. Yeah. And you can look at the games, the quality's nowhere near. It's nowhere near as good. Like, so much more space. Not as physically robust, in my opinion. Teams aren't as physically robust. Tactically, they're a lot more naive as well.
Everyone just trying to do high line.
And it's also high lines that aren't as the press is not as well trained as they are over here. You see, Klopp does high line, and yes, it is high risk, high reward, but you're not just getting, like,
There's patterns to the press.
Do you know what I mean? You're not just getting big chance after big chance. Yeah. Like, in Germany, it's ridiculous. We're talking like...
It's back and forth. It's like a ping pong game.
Yeah.
It just goes back and
forth. Basketball match, honestly. Yeah. But anyway, moving on. Let's do our bonus topic because, guys, I don't know where Marcus is.
He ran away.
He
didn't want to hold the court.
I'm going to do a live call to him after this, but let's do the bonus topic. Okay, let's start off with, okay, guys, we're doing a little bonus topic. We brought the whiteboards back. I don't know if we've ever had them in this studio.
This is the first time you're using them.
All right, so first one is, so overrated player in a foreign league.
Overrated player in a foreign league.
And don't go for, like, bait ones. Like, I've heard enough about Ousmane Dembele. Like, you know, give me someone that I wouldn't expect.
An overrated player.
I've got one.
When I say this, I'm ready still. Yeah. Turn around or minus small or deep?
Yeah. Well, you didn't write it big.
Yeah.
You can go first, bro.
Carvajal.
He's someone that's got beat up a lot on this show, so you feel like he's overrated.
When I say overrated, I just don't put him in that top bracket of right backs. I just think he's good enough and he does a job for Madrid. He's nothing exceptional or special.
Okay.
You could put any other right back, in my opinion, in that. That's a stretch. Any decent right back in that position in Real Madrid's team, next to Pepe and Ramos, who are the mad thing, and in front of you had Gareth Bale. So you don't really have to do too much. Whereas if you look at the way Marcelo was operating on the other side, I think that's probably the reason why it's more clear to me that, because Marcelo's operating at such a high level in the other fullback position in comparison to you, it's like you, I just think
So you don't think Carvajal's world class?
No,
chance?
No. In my opinion, there's never been a point where he's been the best right back in the world. Or close to that.
So you think he's very replaceable?
Yeah.
What sort of player would you put on his level? Is he as good as Gary Neville?
That's almost like for like, I'd say, but it's not. I think Neville was a bit more.
So you think Neville's better? Is he as good as? Trying to think of someone who just sort of did. Is he as Azpilicueta?
I rate him though.
So he's not as good as Azpilicueta. Is he better than Wes Brown?
Yeah.
He's better than Wes Brown. Marcus said he's as good as Wes Brown, you know.
Really? So somebody else has said Carvajal
Marcus
before?
F. Yeah, yeah. Okay, someone else has said Carvajal before.
At least I know I'm not buzzing.
Okay, fair. So who would you put him on in terms of standards? I haven't put you in the rundle, even though I should.
I'm trying to think of who would be like... So, for example, today. So Gusto today playing against Liverpool. Yeah. I'm not saying him and Carvajal are the same. So, by the way, I'm not saying I can't lie. You might be tempted to dash that. Yeah. I'm not saying they're on the same level, but I just think a player like Gusto, who's got good... So, I think his first touch today was really bad from what I saw in the first half.
Yeah.
However, his technical ability is really good and he attacks really well. He defends quite well.
Defends really well.
You put Gusto into that Madrid team, it is not... It's not, they're going down Gusto's side to ching him. It's not that mad a difference. I think Gusto does a job.
Just Gusto does a job?
Yeah, I think he does a job.
I feel like Gusto can be a better player than Carvajal was.
He probably could. He probably has a higher
ceiling. He's only 20, you know.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, he's got a decent ceiling then. Because he played quite well today. So yeah.
Fair enough. All right, you're gonna be surprised at my one.
Oh, that's madness. He's gonna get clipped.
It's Pedri, guys. Now listen.
He's gonna get clipped.
Pedri is Pedri is. And you know what? I'll have the bib by me because I know that's a mad one.
Wow.
I know that's a mad one.
Hey, if Trey was here, Trey would be scrapping you right now, you know.
Huh?
Trey would be scrapping you.
Let me just put
the
bib sort of like this. Now, listen, with Pedri, it's a thing where I think Pedri's a top-level player. He's a top-level talent. But I just feel like he is living a bit off that Euros that he had. So the last Euros where he was fantastic. He looked like a young Andres. He was playing the type of, and I think he was only like 17 at the time, 17, 18. And the type of football that he was playing, the type of maturity he was playing was out of this world. But I just feel like since then, has he really been a main man for Barca? I don't think so. I don't feel like he's really put Barca on his shoulders. I don't think he's raised them a level. And now he's very young and that's fine. But I feel like because Barcelona fans and wider football fans know the ability he has, they almost just rate him without actually rating the performances that we see in front of me, which is where I'm like, no, you know, I see guys like Trey call Pedri better than Bellingham. He's not, unfortunately. Yeah. He probably has more ability than Bellingham, but Bellingham right now is doing what we felt Pedri would do kind of across these seasons since the Euros.
Yeah.
Actually, at a young age, put the team on your back, be their main man.
Mm-hmm.
For me, Pedri's not doing that at the moment, so you can't really put him next to a Jude. Okay. You can't, you know, you just can't put him there. You can't even put him next to, I'm trying to think of another young boy who's you know, doing really well. Doing it for us. Even a Saka.
I think so.
Even a Saka right now. No.
What about Palmer? I think Palmer's a good test of who's better.
No, you can put him above Palmer because Palmer is only been a season. You have to do, you do have to deep that. Yes, Palmer is a main man for Chelsea, but Chelsea are mid-table.
Chelsea are crap, yeah.
You know, what Palmer is doing, Pedro Neto is doing. Bro, that's the reality. I do feel like Palmer's a great player, but you do have to, you can't start, you know, putting Palmer in serious conversations. Because look at the...
You have to put Neto there.
Yeah, because Palmer does have, like, you know, bad games. But because Chelsea are so far away that it's not really a spotlight, because Chelsea will lose and it doesn't matter. Right now, Chelsea win or lose, it doesn't really matter. They're just having one of those seasons this season. So you can't put him anywhere. So yeah, that's why I had Pedri. Let's do another one. So, what was it? Oh, yeah. Players who have crazy off days.
Crazy off days.
Now, there's one that I'm thinking is a Liverpool player, so I'm not going to go for him.
Oh, that's what I was going to put.
Yeah, you can put him down. Yeah, okay. I know he's
okay. It's a good thing you know already, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because that guy. And the worst thing is, he might still end up with GNA. So, that's the worst thing. If it's the same person we're thinking
of. Oh, you're going to go for him?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Wait, who are you thinking of?
It's Alisson.
Alisson. Oh, he's bad.
When he has off days, it's bad.
But you see his thing, though. He's allowed. He's done enough. I've seen him do the craziest things. He saves one-on-ones when he shouldn't be. So he's allowed to have off days.
Yeah, fair. I'm trying to think of who's going to be mine, actually. The thing is, all the guys I'm thinking of, they kind of have too many off days. Trying to think of a top-class player who, when he has an off day, it's just... sort of out of the blue. Who is it? No, not him. You might have to go first. Which one I think?
No worries. Mine is...
Yours is Salah.
Yeah. I think when Salah has stinkers, it's bad. Like, very bad. And it's rare. He very rarely has stinkers because he always still leaves with some sort of goal or assist. However, if you're watching, as in just watching, purely watching the player and what he's doing, misplaced passes, dribbling into players. Like when he's having a bad game, he's having a really bad game.
Yeah.
But we know he's world-class. He's been at the elite level for years now consistently. So getting onto him is basically what it is. But
Salary, he still lives with still leaves with a goal and assist.
He still leaves with a goal and assist, even if he's playing this badly. So yeah, that's mine.
Yeah. Mine, funny enough, is I got one, and he is the one I thought of, and I can't think of anyone else. But it's like it's not really the case anymore. But I feel like it stains his legacy. So I'll talk about it. So mine is Young Stones. So I feel like Stones in his younger days, when this guy used to have off days defensively,
it was bad.
it was bad. And obviously, Stones has always been a top class player. Mm-hmm. But it was almost like Stones should have been a world class player for longer than years. Now I feel like Stones has kind of ironed those out. But I feel like back in his young days, he used to have
shockers.
Proper stinkers defensively. Like he'd be getting bullied by the striker, and it'd be like he's normally okay. So it's like, why is he playing so badly? And it was, it was a big kind of Achilles heel for City. Laporte as well, was one that was kind of capable of having, really bad off days. But I feel like it's something that City, to be fair, have ironed out. So, I mean, I think that's cool. Last topic is the final. Let's see if, where's Denzel, man? Let's see if he's coming, man. I don't know where this guy is. I'm going to give him a call. If he ain't coming, we'll just talk about the final without him.
See what he says.
We're calling Marcus.
Not turning up though when your team loses though. Hopefully the comments shock him, man. Yeah, they need to be onto him.
0-7-3 He's not even picking up. This guy's run away.
He's got your number.
He can't face the music, man. He can't face the music. That's shocking. Where's this guy, man? Let me try his other number. Guys shut his phone off. Sorry, guys, man. It looks like Marcus has ran away from the studio. shame on him. We've got the mic there the whole time. We've got the camera wide there for him to come onto the show. No problem, man. Let's talk about the final. Hell of a game. Again, another crazy, well, for the most part, it obviously did finish 1-0, but over the 90, another crazy 0-0 between Liverpool and Chelsea.
Yep.
We keep on having these crazy 0-0s where it should finish about 4-4. Yep. To be honest, today, over the 90, should have finished about 4-2 to Chelsea.
Yep.
But yeah, they missed a lot of chances. We had one of the worst disallowed goals I've ever seen. Bro.
Ridiculous.
Honestly, these referees, in our country, I just don't know why we get it so bad, and it's just an absolute joke. Like, I don't know why the officiating is so poor. I don't know if you watched AFCON, but the officiating was better. VR was so much better. I just feel like referees in our country, they want to make it about them.
Yep.
Like, they're just such attention seekers. It's the only reason, because the incompetence is just through the roof. Like, mm-hmm. The offside that they gave for Van Dijk's goal was a joke of a decision, bro. Like, players offside blocking runs, that happens in the box all the time. The man who's marking him, Chilwell, is still on him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't get, nobody interrupts with him during the play. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like to give that as offside and disallow Van Dijk from that opportunity, disallow Van Dijk from that moment was awful, man. It was, I know, obviously, I'm more hurt because it's a Liverpool decision, but just from a football perspective, it was a terrible decision. And you know what's even more annoying, Honestly, Just now, I'm starting to get annoyed. You see these refs that they brought on the commentary box to come in and chat. Sack that all off. Sky BT, sack it off. Because these guys, they've got some little brotherhood where they come in and they just defend themselves no matter what. And it puts even less confidence in their ability.
It's annoying when you hear the commentators as well. Like, you hear Neville and Carragher basically trying to back them, saying, the officiating is being good to a good standard or this and that today. And it's like, we know that you're trying to sort of get us on side with the referees and the PGMO, but it's not good enough.
But I feel like they do it because I know they have like a partnership with the rest of stuff. But when there's a blatant wrong decision, they call it out, Neville and Carragher. It's the additional refs they get in. You know, when they get in Mike Dean, Peter Walton, and they come out and they say, man, no matter what the decision, Mike Dean, when the call went, he said, oh, but I feel like he hasn't interrupted with the man that's marking Van Dijk, so I don't think he'll be given as a decision.
That's the problem.
That's what he said. Yeah. Then when he realizes that they want the ref to go take a look at it, he starts saying, oh, but that player could have got involved in play, now I feel like I do feel like this is going to be chalked off. Guys, you can just see him switch
his standpoint
just so he can defend his poor colleagues, bro. His poor colleagues. For me, that's a weak man.
Yeah. Oh, God.
No, it's a weak man. A true man can come out and call out things for what they are.
Yeah.
It's disgrace, man.
For me, it's where do we go from here? It's like, if that's called interference, somebody off the ball, completely unrelated challenge, where do you go from here in terms of fouls in the box? If anything's happening, if somebody's in the court, if somebody's in the 6-yard box, there's an altercation in the corner, he kicks his toe, is that going to be given as a penalty if that's coming in for? Well, I don't
understand.
That's
what they want to do. They want to make it about themselves. But anyway, man, regardless of that, I feel like Chelsea had a great opportunity to get a trophy today. And Marcus hasn't faced the music in the studio because, you know, he also is a weak man. And you know, maybe that's the reality. He didn't want to see me in my Liverpool merchandise. You know what I mean? It's another trophy for us. And I just want to say, yeah, I just feel like Klopp is a special manager, man. Carragher said something while the game was going on, while it was coming towards the end, that special managers do special things. And him, I feel like he's the main man from that performance today. Because honestly, towards the end of that 90 minutes, we were up against it. Chelsea were looking a lot better. We had brought so many kids on because we're facing so many injuries. We had to bring kids on because of the way that the game went. And our bench was full of you know, kids that didn't have a lot of senior experience at all. And we were getting cooked. But honestly, over added time, we were the better team. In extra time, we were the better team. I don't know what he said to those boys, but the willpower, the confidence that he was able to instill in them, I can't believe it. Chelsea sat off and we popped them. We deserved that goal in extra time, and nobody can tell me difference. And it's a testament to how amazing Klopp is, bro. And this is going to, I hope that we just give him the most lit send off. This has to be just one of many, bro. I want a treble, man. We need to send this man off in a different type of way. I love you, Klopp, bro. I said it before. I'll say it again. I don't care. That's family, man.
This is a soliloquy.
Man can say anything about me. That is a true manager, man, that can galvanize his troops, bro. And we got another trophy, bro. We got another trophy.
You know what? All this, you deserve it, innit? You see, Klopp? Klopp is a very, very, as you said, he's a special, special manager, man. There's things that Klopp does. You can't sort of quantify the things that he's doing. Galvanizing those players, those are young G's, bro.
Yeah.
He's brought, how many young G's were on the pitch at the end of that game? How many NPCs, how much man that don't watch Liverpool Academy games didn't have a clue who those players were on the pitch? A lot of people didn't know who those kids were.
Mm.
Those kids have gone onto that pitch and given their all, and they've won. As much as it's very, very good for Klopp and his legacy, I think it's an indictment on all those Chelsea players as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely shocking.
£1 billion bottle jobs. That's what they were
that's what they should be called.
Yeah.
I feel like, why are these players immune to criticism? It's confusing. Is it that Chelsea are a small club? I don't know anymore. Is it that Chelsea are a small club, or that they're just insignificant? And I know Chelsea aren't small, so it can't be that. But why don't these players get the corn other players get?
I feel like it's a mixture. I feel like Chelsea are a smaller club than people realise, because while they were winning, they were very relevant. I don't know what happened to my pronunciation.
Relevant.
So I feel like it's a mixture of things. So number one, I feel like Chelsea, when they were winning, they were more relevant. And we haven't realized that they actually are smaller than we thought that they were. And then also, I do think it's that they've become so pathetic right now, where it's almost boring to speak about them because they're so off it.
I don't think that's enough though, because United still get corned. We're sixth. Arsenal, when Arsenal finished eighth back-to-back, the discourse on Arsenal for those 2 years was
crazy.
Like, if you compare them, and Chelsea fans always like to, well, they've come with this new thing that they like to compare them and Arsenal as, like, the biggest club in London. Of course, Chelsea have Champions Leagues, but in terms of, like, your media coverage and your clout, Arsenal are clearer Chelsea.
But sorry, just before we finish, right, we ain't got too long. I just need to speak on Van Dijk, right? He got the all-important goal, yeah? And I need to give Van Dijk the credit he deserves. I need to do more. Van Dijk got a goal unfairly disallowed, as I said. Yeah, they tried to stop him and he said, I'ma do it again. And he got the all-important goal. Van Dijk, right, he's up there now. He's up there with the all-time centre-backs, bro.
He's up there with the winning goal in the Carabao Cup.
He's been performing. This is just one of the moments. This is just okay. part of the catalogue.
Okay, okay, okay.
But to do what he did today, with kids all over the pitch, lead us,
no, it's mad,
be flawless throughout the game, speak on him.
No, he's waiting.
He's there. The Rios, the Terrys, the Van Dijks. When he retires, that's what you want to do. Securing silverware in Klopp's final season, this man is special. Doubling up the goals, going against corruption. It's a fairy tale. As I said, when we're speaking now, once Van Dijk retires, I want it. The Rios, the Terrys, the Van Dijks, the Vidic's. That's the type of conversation my man's in. It's done.
You don't think he's already there? I think he's already there.
But it's stamped. It's stamped on. He's just securing more and more of the legacy. He's already there.
I think he's already there. I can't speak.
He's probably the best.
Yeah, I can't speak more highly of Van Dijk. His thing is mad, but...
All right. No problem, man. I just wanted to get that last one in. We've got a message in. Jamie's telling me to get out of the studio, so... No problem, man. Big up LFC. Another trophy. We love you all, man. Like, subscribe, and...
Peace,
all the rest, man. I've forgotten the rest, but we love you all.